for a fraction of a second, the radio waves wandered up to the moon, and in another fraction came back. He started, and then nodded his head slowly. "No surprise. Every time I've come down to Earth the past 10 years, I've wondered whether she'd still be there. Neither of us had enough money to keep in very close touch." He had told us in Geneva that a letter from Luna to Earth cost $100 postage, plus $5,000 tax. It discouraged communication with what the UN considered to be a bunch of regrettably necessary anarchists. We commiserated for a while, and then Mike said, "Willie, Earth is no place for you and Mary Gay. You know that by now. Come to Luna, where you can still be an individual, where we don't throw people out the airlock on their 70th birthday." "We'd have to rejoin UNIF." "True, but you wouldn't have to fight. They say they need you more for training. You could study in your spare time, bring your physics up to date, maybe wind up eventually in research." We talked some more, a total of 3 minutes. I got $1,000 back. Mary Gay and I talked about it through the night. Maybe our decision would have been different if we hadn't been staying there, surrounded by Mother's life and death. But when the dawn came, the proud, ambitious, careful beauty of Columbia had turned sinister and foreboding. We packed our bags and had our money transferred to the Tyco Credit Union and took a monorail to the Cape. "In case you're interested, you aren't the first combat veterans to come back." The recruiting officer was a muscular lieutenant of indeterminate sex. I flipped a coin mentally, and it came up tails.
"Last I heard, there had been 9 others,
she said in her husky tenor.
"All of them opted for the moon. Maybe you'll find some of your friends there."
She slid 2 simple forms across the desk.
"Sign these and you're in again. Second lieutenants."
The form was a simple request to be assigned to active duty. We had never really gotten out of the force, since they extended the draft law, but had just been on inactive status. I scrutinized the paper. "There's nothing on this about the guarantees we were given at Stargate."
"That won't be necessary. The force will..."
"I think it is necessary, Lieutenant." I handed back the form. So did Mary Gay.
"Let me check."
She left the desk and disappeared into an office. After a while, we heard a printer rattle.